A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 20 through 30. Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because water was abundant there. And people kept coming and were being baptized. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and a Jew. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. He must increase, and I must decrease. There is an old saying in the African-American community that states, "You may not always get what you want, but God is always right on time." What it translates into is that you may not always get what you want, but God will provide you with what you need. You see, God is on time with his promises. Recently, I was struck with two examples of this. The first was a friend who was up for a promotion at his job. He was really confident that he was going to get the promotion, which would also mean that he would become the manager of his own store within the company. He was excited, and most of all, confident. Well, when the name of the recipient of the promotion was announced, it wasn't his. He felt angry and forgotten and unappreciated all at the same time. With the great recession that has plagued us finally hit his firm, the store that he was supposed to go to was slated for closing, which meant that he would have lost his job completely, or at least he would have been struggling within the store to find another position. He didn't get what he wanted, but he got what he needed. In a way, God was telling him who was in charge of his life. He then realized that he had to decrease so that the source of all life could increase in him. The other example is that of a young man who had made all kinds of plans. He was in his last year of high school, and he just knew that things were going to be getting better. He was looking forward to a retreat next week with his classmates. He had heard that they were powerful experiences of faith, and he wanted this for himself. He had heard that they were also experiences that he could be prepared for the world, and that this world ahead would be just great for him, but he had to make this first step into the real world. But the problem is that last night, while walking home from school, he was shot in the back 5 times, and his life was cut short. Just yesterday, he was making plans, and today, his family has the sad task of planning his funeral. These are the times when we learn to respect the gifts and the opportunities that we have been given. This young man was only 18 years old, and yet somehow he knew that he had to be prepared for the world ahead. He had a task to do, and he felt that he was getting ready for that, but there just wasn't time. His family looks at lost moments, and his classmates look to lost times spent with him. John the Baptist knew what his task was. He knew that he had the job of preparing the way for the one who would make all things right. we can cry over lost opportunities, such as jobs that should have been ours. We can cry over the loss of a young life in our midst. We can look at other moments in our lives when we should have done something or we should have left something alone. But the truth of the matter is that no matter what we have to do, we have to make sure that the life we live means something and that we do everything in our power to make sure that He is known and that He is number one in our lives. Is it all about us when we don't get the right job? Is it all about plans made or the importance of a young life in our midst? Life is fragile, and it's not all about us and our lost opportunities. It's about the life that we are given and the fact that God is the center. It's about the blessings that we receive and recognizing them for what they truly are, blessings. And when we try to pick up ourselves after not receiving that promotion, or when we try to put our lives together after a young man has been tragically taken from us, we will realize that it is the people that God puts in our path and the faith that we share that sustains us. We realize that it's not about us, but about Him. Our struggles are still there, and they don't ever seem to go away. And they don't. But they are made lighter because, like the old folks say, you may not always get what you want, but God is right on time. I firmly believe that God will always be right on time for those who struggle and for those who call on Him. But we have to be willing to decrease so that He may increase.